Psalm 97, Psalm 97, verse number 10. Psalm 97, verse number 10. We're going to read this verse together in unison. Then I'm going to read one other verse to you for time's sake, and then I'll pray. We'll have a special, and I'm going to come back and preach. I really want you to listen today. If you're tired, I understand. I've been awake for many, many hours this morning, put a lot of hours in this week, but I really want you to stay awake. I plan on preaching hard enough to keep you awake, but I need you to get the truth of today. Psalm 97, we're going to read verse number 10 together out loud. Are you ready? Psalm 97, verse number 10. Ready? Here we go. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. I'm going to read Hebrews chapter 1, verse number 9. Hebrews 1, 9 says, Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And let's pray. Father, we sure do need you this morning. I need you. I need you to speak through me. Thank you for these, your people. Thank you for the Word of God, the truths of the Word of God. And I pray most of all, God, that you would help us draw closer to you. If there's one here not sure of heaven today, help them to get saved. Lord, those that are saved, may we be challenged and may we be stirred so that we can do that which you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Listen to me very carefully today. I'm about 5 or 10 minutes behind where I normally start, but I promise to get done today. I promise that I'll be done preaching by noon. I'll crash the plane if I have to, but I want you to pay attention and listen to me. I'm going to get a little with it this morning. Amen. Some of you men that shout amen, I want you to practice. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Amen.
All right, up a little bit there, but let's try it a little bit here. When I get to the truth, I have 10 statements I'm going to preach as my truth today. So it's going to be a 10-point outline, but one point builds on the other. So, but before we get there, hold on tight. Strap in, put your boots on. Here we go. Most people feel that love and hate are totally separated one from the other. Doctors tell us that the brain has the same sensory reactions to love as it does to hate. Love and hate are actually inseparable. You cannot have one without the other. It is impossible to love without hating, and it's impossible to hate without loving. You see, any love that has no hatred is not real love. It's phony. These pussyfooting liberals who tell you, love, 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 everybody should love, and you shouldn't hate anybody, you shouldn't hate anything, they're a bunch of dingbats.
Yeah, yes, sir. That's right.
They don't know the first thing about love.
Right.
Oh, good God, good devil, good everybody. Those are the kind of people you just want to kick them right in the seat of the britches and give them a good push, amen?
Amen.
Let me say this, and I'll say it as kindly as I know how. You can make a decision to quit hating, but you'll never quit hating if that's your only decision. You can't decide to just quit hating something. You'll never change it because you can't quit hating by quitting hating. You quit hating by loving. You have to love something in order to hate something. See, you have exactly as much hate as you do love. And you have exactly as much love as you do hate. Love hates that which is the recipient of love. I love Brother Stoltz. So I hate that which opposes or would hurt Brother Stoltz. I love my children. But I hate those things which would deter them to keep them from being better than what they are. And I hate those things that would hurt them. You can't just decide to hate something. You have to make a conscious decision to love something in order to hate it. And the way you quit hating is you start loving the opposite. Let me show you what I mean. You love right as much as you hate wrong. You can't just start hating wrong. You have to start loving that which is right. You love truth as much as you hate error. I love the King James Bible. There it is.
Yes, sir.
There is no other. If you got an ASV, NSV, HIV, or any other V out there, it's the wrong one.
Right.
I hate error. I love the truth. You have to love truth in order to hate error, though. Until you love the truth, you don't know to hate error. By the way, I love justice. But I love justice. I hate misjustice. Now listen to this statement. Justice isn't protesting because things didn't turn out the way you want. Justice is not protesting in the streets because judges, juries, and courts multiple times have made decisions that somebody's innocent and you take to the streets because you don't agree with it. That's called misjustice.
Yes, sir.
Everybody doing all right?
Yes,
I'm going to name some names here after a while, so hang on. You can't love, you can't hate weeds unless you love flowers. To the degree that you love flowers and plants, you hate weeds. Amen, Brother Joe?
I don't like flowers.
Yeah, you do when it's on your bean pods, your bean plant. All right. Don't mess with the preacher while he's preaching. I got the microphone. You love flowers to the degree that you hate weeds. You love the positive types of plants to the point that you hate weeds. You love the plan of salvation to the degree that you hate the wrong plans of salvation.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I am deaf. I am snot on a booger. You name it, whatever it is. I cannot stand any false way of going to heaven. You don't get to heaven by somebody sticking their finger in the water and splashing you in the face and calling it holy water. You don't get saved by getting dunked in a baptistry tank. You don't get saved by how good you think you are. You don't get saved by anything you do. Either you get saved by grace through faith or you're not saved.
That's right.
Say, preacher, you're pretty brash. You're pretty bold, yeah? And I've been through a lot of people. I've talked to millions of people. I've seen tens of thousands of them get saved. I've watched an awful lot of them die and go to heaven, and thank God they had the truth, not an error.
Amen.
I've watched people die thinking they're going to heaven because as they were dying, some holy father dressed like a holy mama put some wafer in his mouth and said hocus pocus and everything else. And, oh, we'll do what we can to get him out of purgatory. I've watched them die and go to hell that way.
Yes, sir.
Everybody doing all right? I hate that kind of stuff.
Yes, sir.
I don't hate the people. I hate the bad doctrine. I hate people saying, well, whether you call him God or whether you call him Allah or whether you call him whatever, he's all the same God, just different names. That's a bunch of junk.
That's right. Amen.
You hate bad music to the level you love good music. To someone that understands and loves good music, bad music really bothers you.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's right.
To the degree that you love bad music, you hate good music. Everybody doing all right? Ouch. Okay, dodge that one. That hurt. Love and hate go together. You can't have one without the other. I love my wife, and I will hate whatever opposes her. Make sense to everybody?
Yes, sir.
You break into my house, come in uninvited, and you're there to hurt my wife, you're going to meet the judge and the jury and your maker. Because I have beside the bed loaded a 410 pistol. It's got 5 shots in it. It'll clear the room. They'll be scraping you up off the floor for an awfully long time. You say, why? Because if somebody comes into my house to harm my wife, they're not going to walk out in one piece.
Yes, sir.
I might die trying, but somebody else is going down with me. I'm going up. I don't know where they're going.
Yes, sir.
You say, I don't believe in violence. Okay, to the degree you hate violence, you'll love the person and protect them. Now, I want to give you 10 statements this morning along this line that are going to help you understand this. Are you ready?
Yep.
They build one on the other, so listen to me carefully. Number one, to the degree which you love people determines exactly how much hate you hurt the object of your love. I love our teenagers in our church. I love them. I love the kids in our church. I love them. To that degree, I will fight that in my preaching, what will hurt them. Let me show you what I mean. I'm not afraid to stand up and say rock music is wrong and the rock music culture is destroying America today.
Amen.
Say why? Because it's hurting our young people.
Right.
You don't live like a bunch of animals. You don't sing about killing and murder and death, drugs and alcohol and fornicating and every other thing under the sun, and it be helpful to young people. So I hate the rock music. I hate the evil and the demonic and the satanic influence in it. By the way,
amen.
I hate those things. I hate Hollywood.
Amen.
Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
You got all these cotton-picking liberals out there that don't know their head from a hole in the ground and think they love you because they can take their clothes off on a screen and commit fornication and adultery on screen and say, well, we love everybody. No, they lust everybody. They don't love you. They're making their money. How about all those idiots that said if Trump won, they're going to Canada? Where are they at now? They're still here. They won't give up their paycheck. I'm not afraid to say this. I hate liberal Christianity. I might be 5'8" and 100 and none of your business pounds. 168 pounds. Praise the Lord. Amen. I might be 5'8" and 168 pounds, but I'll promise you one thing. There ain't no lace on these underwear. I don't wiggle when I walk. And I am not afraid. I am not wearing any dress when I preach. I'm not wearing a dress, period. Good night. Can you imagine what it would be like? It would be indecent exposure if I had to preach in one of them things. It'd be up over my head every service. Good night. Can I tell you something? I get a little tired of these sissy britches, wet noodle, spineless preachers that get up. Well, let's put our turtleneck on and let's put one of those little microphones on that goes from your ear to your mouth like Garth Brooks and sit on a chair and let's just have a little talk with Jesus today. I want to vomit every time I hear one of those guys.
Amen.
Why don't you get an honest living? Quit calling yourself a preacher.
Amen. That's right.
My Bible says if you're going to preach, lift up your voice like a trumpet and proclaim the word of the Lord.
Amen.
It does say pound the pulpit in the Greek somewhere, I'm sure. Can I tell you something? Trumpets aren't real soft. I played one for many, 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 many years. They're one of the loudest instruments that there is.
Yes, sir.
They have a pitch that can be heard from miles away and are loud enough to be heard from several miles away. Can I tell you something? Sitting on your little stool with your little sweater on and your little turtleneck, having a little talk with Jesus makes God want to vomit.
Yes, sir.
I hate the liberalism. Well, you can just choose any Bible and rules, rules, rules. We're not going to have any rules because God's a God of love. My Bible says, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Yes.
You don't love your kids because you let them do whatever they want to do. You love your kids because you keep them from doing what's wrong.
Sir, that's right.
That's what God said.
Amen.
I love our church so much that I hate anything not in God's plan to build it.
Yes, sir.
Let me say that again. I love our church so much, I hate everything that's not in that book there about building this church. We're not going to have a praise and worship service. It's not in the Bible.
That's right.
You won't find one praise and worship service anywhere in Scripture. Not one. We're not going to have praise teams and have people get up on the platform and get up here and jump around and gyrate like a dance club and have everybody singing their songs and clapping their hands and doing all this in a church service. And, oh, didn't we just have a time with Jesus? That's not scriptural, and I'll preach against it.
Amen.
And though it might not be scriptural, I've seen the way that the technology churches go. Hello. We're not going to have screens and have follow the bouncing ball for the church hymnals. We're not going to put my face up on 30-foot screens. It's ugly enough in person. You don't need to see it bigger.
Amen.
And it's not about me anyway. You didn't have to do that. That really hurts. It's not about how technologically accurate we are. How about how accurate we are about the Word of God? Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church. He didn't have follow the bouncing ball. He didn't have a giant screen. He didn't have his little Garth Brooks microphone and a stool. Everybody doing all right? I'm going to fight those things that are against the church like Awana. Awana's Christian, so-called, but it's not church. Are they doing all right?
Yes, sir.
That's why they print it in any version of the Bible. I'm talking about the Gideons. You know, the little New Testaments that they used to give out that used to be King James? Now, they print them in all versions. I got to hurry. That was point number one. At this rate, we'll be here till next week. Number two. Now, I'll move forward here. God is balanced and has love and hate. He has perfect love, but he has perfect hate. We read in Psalm 97, ye that love the Lord, hate evil. Notice he said, if you love me, hate evil. We read in Hebrews chapter 1, verse number 9, thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. God loves righteousness, but hates iniquity. God loves us, but he hates that which will destroy us. Hating sin and wrong doesn't make you a hate monger.
That's right.
I am sick up to hear of people calling me a hate monger because I preach against sin.
Amen. That's right.
Everybody listen to this very carefully. Well, you shouldn't name sin. It's whatever somebody wants. You shouldn't have strict rules. When we have a youth activity, we ask our young people to dress right. We ask our young ladies to cover their knees with a skirt, not dress like a man. Don't have their backside hanging out with their skirts flipping up and everybody seeing their underwear either. We ought not be able to see their bosoms either because their shirts are so low cut or they're too tight. I think a young man ought to look like a young man. He ought to cut his hair like a man. He ought not be wearing jewelry like a woman. And I think he ought to look at somebody and say, that's a man, that's a woman.
Yes.
Now, I'm not angry. We don't have preaching like that in America anymore. That's why we don't know what it is. And that's why you got trouble with transgenders, LGBTQ. Do you know, Brother Bob, in 50 years, I have never wondered what I am? You know, when you were born, it didn't say on your birth certificate when it said gender. It says M or F, not to be determined later.
Right.
You go out in the field, you see a bunch of cows. I'll promise you, you'll know which one's to milk and which one's not to milk. Say, well, preacher, that's not love. You're a hate monger. You're right. I hate sin.
Amen.
I hate what sin's doing
Amen.
To our country.
Amen.
This liberal pussyfooting, ear-tickling, back-scratching, soft soap junk that goes on today. Well, just accept everybody. Don't preach hard. You might offend somebody. Well, bless God, if sin doesn't offend you, something's wrong with you.
That's right.
Amen.
If somebody talking wrong in front of a lady doesn't bother you, something's wrong with you, man.
Amen.
If somebody acting like worse than a barnyard animal in front of you or sitting on a TV screen in your living room doesn't bother you, something is wrong.
Yes, amen.
Somebody knocked on your door and asked you if they can come into your house and commit adultery in your bedroom, most of you would be angry, but yet you turn the switch on the box in your house and let it happen over and over and over every day in your home. They call us hate mongers. Can I tell you who the real hate monger is? Those that hate righteousness.
Yes, sir.
If you don't preach against sin, you're the hate monger.
Right.
If you don't stand for right, you're the hate monger, not me.
That's right.
Number three, God tells us over and over in the Bible that he hates. I am not going to read these. I'm going to give you the references. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 through 19. Bible says, these six things does the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. Proverbs chapter 8, verse number 13. Psalm 101, verse number 3. Psalm 119, verses 104, 113, 128, 163 says, God hates. Psalm 139, verse 22 says, God hates. Can I tell you something? I could take you to dozens of other places. God hates, and he hates because God loves. God uses the word abomination about that which hurts what he loves. So, to the degree that you love people determines exactly how much you hate and what hurts the object of your love. Number two, God is this way. He has perfect love, perfect hate. Number three, God tells us over and over in the Bible that he hates. Number four, God is not a single rail track with love only. He's a dual track that has love and hate running parallel to one another, like a train track. Most preachers are a monorail, and they're not balanced. And they fall off the track too easily. Did you ever try to ride your bike when you're a kid on one rail of the railroad track? Man, that's hard to do. I don't suggest you try it. It's not healthy, especially if there's a train coming. But may I say this? You try to run one rail. That wasn't designed for one rail. It was designed to run both rails. God runs both rails. If you love righteousness, you hate unrighteousness. If you love that which is right, you'll hate evil. If you love commandments, you'll hate disobedience. Everybody doing all right?
Yes, sir.
God runs both of those at once. Number five, and I got to hurry. God is balanced so that he is balmy and warm as well as cold and frosty. Psalm 97:10 says, ye that love the Lord hate evil. God says, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also. That's the same God that said in Matthew chapter 7, not all that say unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Many will say in that day, have we not prophesied in thy name? I had a word of knowledge. In thy name have we not cast out devils? Be healed in the name of Jesus. In thy name done many wonderful works. Then he will say, depart from me, accursed, into everlasting darkness. I never knew you. Wait a minute, that's the same God that says, I go to prepare a place for you. He has the love, but he has the harshness on the other side of it. He said, either you're going to do it my way or no way.
Amen.
I got to hurry. Number six. No one is just a loving person. If a person does not have hate, they're either acting or a hypocrite.
Yes, sir.
No one is love only. I'm going to show you something about that in just a moment here. No one is just a loving person. If a person does not have hate, they're either acting or a hypocrite. Ladies, you tell me you love your children. Now, I'll promise you one thing. There's days you want to cloud up and rain on them little puppies. You let somebody else cloud up and rain on them and look out. I love you, I love you. And then there's days you want to punch
pinch their little head off and spit down the hole.
Y'all know what I'm talking about? Wait a minute. But you let somebody else pinch their head off and you're coming unscrewed. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Wait a minute. That's love-hate. You love them enough to hate that which they should not be doing. If you love hatred, you will hate love. Let me say that again.
If you love hatred, you will hate love. Here we go. Everybody smile. I'm talking about the LGBTQ community. They love hatred. Therefore, they hate love. Are we doing all right? I'm talking about Antifa. I'm talking about Black Lives Matters. They hate and they love hate. Because they hate love.
That's good.
Do you know I don't give a rip what color skin somebody has?
Right.
Neil, you know that's true. I love Neil as much as I love Jimbo, and I love Jimbo as much as I love June.
Amen.
Now, wait a minute. Am I supposed to sit there and say, well, Greg, your skin's a little bit lighter than Bob's skin, so I'm going to love you more than I love Bob. Same. Good night. I'm colorblind physically as well as spiritually.
That's good.
I couldn't tell you if he's darker, lighter. Now, I can tell Neil's a little darker than you are. Don't get out of that one in a hurry, are I? Let me ask you a question. What color is a soul?
No color.
So why does it matter?
Amen.
Amen.
Why does it matter? Everybody doing all right? Hey, you check up on me. I've preached in the black community so much, they know me. I've seen thousands and thousands and thousands of folks saved in the black communities. Brother Stokes, you know this is true. Leanne, you know this is true. You've watched me do it. I've preached to hundreds and hundreds of them, standing in the streets for open-air street meetings. My wife knows this is true. During the Rodney King riots in L.A., while we were out in L.A., we ran a bus route to a black neighborhood down the street from the church a couple miles. The National Guard was set up. I went down there on the Saturday of the riots and went to go visit the bus route. I had National Guardsmen tell me, stand there with his gun. You can't go in here. I said, you can't stop me. He said, you can't do that. I said, you don't have any bullets. Watch out. Well, you're going to have to sign this form. I said, I'll sign whatever you want me to sign, but I'm going in here. And I said, I'm coming back tomorrow morning with a bus to pick up boys and girls and take them to Sunday school and church.
That's good.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I was signing the paper, and here comes a group of teenage guys out of there. Hey, Brother Bush! I said, hey, guys, what's up? What you doing here? I said, come to visit y'all for the bus route. Come on, we'll go with you. You got some stupid people in here. I said, all right. I had a group of teenage guys around me visiting that whole area for about 2 hours during the middle of the riots.
Amen.
Walked out of there, those National Guardsmen are going, mm-hmm. I said, they love me, they hate you. I said, I'm coming back tomorrow with the church bus. Filled up a church bus, took them to church the next day.
That's good.
Now, wait a minute. I don't give a flip what color skin somebody has.
Right,
man.
I shouldn't be judging somebody by the color of their skin. By the way, not every black person came from a slave. Brother Neil, did
right.
You don't know. By the way, not every white person came from as a slave owner.
That's right.
And may I say this, that was 140 years ago. Who cares?
Amen.
Amen.
None of us were alive.
Yes,
I'm talking about the KKK. It's just as wrong.
Amen.
By the way, the KKK is liberal. It's not conservative.
That's right.
Don't listen to what the press says where you had conservatives against liberals. No, the KKK is as liberal as Black Lives Matter and Antifa.
You had two liberal factions fighting with one another, and it wasn't spontaneous. They all came with shields and sticks and riot gear and helmets and everything else. It was planned.
Yeah. I have never gone to somewhere carrying that kind of stuff, not anticipating a fight. Everybody doing all right?
Yes, sir.
So be careful listening to the press. So no one is just a loving person. If a person doesn't have hate, they're acting or a hypocrite. I so badly wanted to do this, but I did not want to spend the money on it. I wanted to buy a false Bible and bring it in here. And I was going to tear it up in front of everybody, just start shredding pages. Well, I don't think, I've heard Baptist preachers say, well,
I'm only for the King James, but I'm not for desecrating somebody, some other version. That's called somebody pussyfooting.
Yes, sir.
That's called somebody with lace on their underwear.
Yes, sir.
If that offends you, you don't love the truth enough.
Amen.
I love the truth so much, I'll fight against the error of any other version.
Amen.
I'll fight against Mr. Schofield in his notes quoting the revised version and saying certain verses aren't in the originals and these should not even, they should be omitted. If you have a Schofield Reference Bible, an old one, the actual scripture is okay, but don't read his notes. He's a hypocrite.
Yes, sir.
He's wrong doctrinally.
That's right.
To the degree that you love truth, you will hate error. Again, I'm not the one that hates. I'm the one that loves truth.
Amen.
They hate love. I got to hurry. Number 7. You will equally hate the opposition of your love.
You will equally hate the opposition of your love. Did you know that a doctor hates sickness?
Yes.
Did you know that a dentist hates tooth decay?
Yes.
So do I. did you know that a farmer hates weeds and groundhogs?
Yes, sir.
Now, wait a minute. Did you know a real preacher hates sin?
Any preacher won't get up and name sin. What good is he?
Amen. Preaching.
That's right.
Sorry. Say, well, I don't mind it as long as you're not preaching on my sin. Well, hang around long enough, I will. You will equally hate the opposition of your love. Amen, Brother Fred? He's such a bad sinner. Every Sunday you see a Sunday. No. number 8. You choose what you love, and your love chooses what you hate. Matter of fact, that's the title of my sermon. Your love chooses your hate.
You choose what to love. Your love will automatically then choose what you hate. Now listen to this very carefully.
God commandeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He chose to love us. Guess what God hates?
Sin.
Guess what God hates? Wrong plan of salvation. He hates that which would keep us from getting to him. That's why when he was talking about in Gethsemane, or just before that, that he was going to be crucified, Peter said, not me, I'm going to keep them from hurting you ever. And Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan.
Jesus had to go to Calvary and shed his blood and die and resurrect so we could get our carcass to heaven. And he said to Peter, get thee behind me, Satan, because you're going to try to prevent me from doing that which I have to do because I love you.
Everybody doing all right? You cannot choose what you hate, but we're commanded to choose what we love. You are to choose what you love, and your love will then choose what you hate. Number 9, I have 2 minutes. God tells us who and what to love. He never tells us what to hate. Let me show you what I mean.
We're to love God.
Amen.
We're to love our spouse. Husbands, love your wives. Amen. Wives, love your own husbands. God commanded us to do that. We're supposed to love our children, even though sometimes it's hard. We're supposed to love our brethren. We're supposed to love our neighbor. Love thy neighbor.
We're supposed to love the Word of God.
Amen.
Everybody doing all right? This one's going to hurt. Everybody say, ouch. We're supposed to love our enemy. You choose what you love, your love will then choose what you hate. God says, you choose what you love, and He tells us what to love, and that will then automatically choose what you hate.
I agree with Joel Osteen about as much as I do the Pope. Nada. But you heard me say during the floods in Houston, I defended Joel Osteen to the press. Because it felt like they were unjust to him. I don't agree with his doctrine at all. He's sending people to hell, and I think he's wrong, and he's a phony. But I'll defend because even my enemy was being unjustly accused. Everybody doing all right?
Okay, hang on. About to get somewhere real fast. God doesn't say your heart has to be in it 100% before you love. Don't get this the wrong way.
I love Bob. But if I had an enemy walk through the door, come on, enemy. I may shake his hand the same way, and I may say, I love you, but I don't love him with the same percentage of love that I love him. Thank you, enemy. No, can I tell you something? These preachers that get up and say, well, you shouldn't do it unless you really, really mean it. You shouldn't come to church for the wrong reasons. What's a wrong reason? How many people are staying home for the wrong reason?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Huh? Who said you have to have the right reason?
Yeah.
We're supposed to obey. When my dad said, take the trash out, he didn't say take the trash out as long as you got the right reason behind it. No, he said either take the trash out or you're going to get a whooping and take the trash out. But either way, you're taking the trash out. You choose. Well, I just don't feel like I should, Dad. I've done it so many times and I just don't feel the love. Well, I was going to feel the love. It may not have been in my heart, but I was going to feel it. I hate the devil to the degree that I love God. You're watching a preacher get up and every once in a while throw a fit about the devil. Can I tell you why? Because I hate wrong and I love God.
Amen.
Number 10, and I'm done. When you choose who or what you love, the byproduct of hate will follow.
I love truth.
That's good.
I love the Bible.
Amen.
Therefore, I hate every evil way. I hate falsehood. I love truth to the point where I don't believe in sending our young people somewhere that's going to teach them the wrong Bible or not teach them truth. Teaching children that man came from a monkey and the Big Bang blew everything up and put it in the shape we're in is not truth.
Amen.
And I'm just as against that as to a so-called Christian college that doesn't believe the right Bible.
Everybody doing all right? No difference to me. I will expose wrong doctrine and those that lead to bad doctrine because I love right doctrine so much. There are people that some people associate with that eventually are going to dilute because of who they're hanging with. Preachers that change, I may have known, loved, and respected, but they've changed. I no longer listen to anything they preached because I don't know at what point they started poisoning. Therefore, I don't want the poison. Everybody doing all right?
Yes,
you may not choose to do it that way. That's your that's fine. But I have to remain doctrinally pure. Somebody preached right for 30, 40 years, then in the last part of life changed. I don't know what to trust in the first 30, 40 years that led to the change in the last part of his life. I just get rid of it.
You quit telling lies by telling the truth. My child has such a problem lying. Good, teach him to tell the truth. Hate lying so much, you teach him to tell the truth. You hate liquor and cigarettes, by loving God.
Watched your brother bow his head and trust Jesus Christ as a Savior, Brother Jimbo. Never one time did we talk about alcohol or cigarettes. Not one time. Neither of those words ever came up. But as soon as he got saved, he rolled over and went, 10 minutes later, told his brother, don't bring that stuff in anymore. Don't need it anymore.
Amen.
Say, what's that, God?
Amen. You quit being so proud by loving God more. Then you'll see what yourself is you really are. And you'll want what he wants over what you want. Amen. I'm done. Let me ask you a question. How's your love? Not how's your hate, how's your love? You show me what you love, I'll show you what you hate. You show me what you hate, I'll show you what you love. Everybody doing all right? Let me ask you a question. Do you know for sure you're going to heaven someday? I hate people not knowing for sure they're going to heaven. That's why I knock on doors out of obedience to God. Show them how they can know for sure they're going to heaven. I'll preach it true. I'll preach it right so people can know for sure they're going to heaven because God says that you can know that for sure. It's not a hope-so, not a maybe-so thing. You can know-so. And it's not a church experience. It's not a religious experience. It is simply by trusting Jesus Christ as his Savior to take you to heaven and not you earning it yourself, because none of us are good enough because we're all sinners, including the guy preaching to you right now. You don't choose your hate. You choose your love. And your love will choose your hate. To the degree that you love is to the degree that you will hate. Every head bowed, every eye closed, I'm done. Who would say, preacher, I'll be honest with you. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. I'll be honest with you. If I died today, I am 100% sure I'm going to heaven. Nobody will be watching. I know I've got just a little movement, but you say, preacher, I know for sure I'm going to heaven when I die. Would you raise your hand? God bless you. You can put your hands down. Who'd say, preacher, if I died today, I'm not sure. I won't embarrass you. I won't come to you. But you'd say, preacher, I don't know for sure I'm going to heaven when I die. Would you raise your hand? All right. God bless you. Who'd say, preacher, somewhere inside that sermon was something I personally needed today. I needed that. Would you raise your hand? Oh, my soul, dozens and dozens and dozens of hands. For sure, for sure. In a moment, we'll begin to pray, or the piano will begin to play in a moment. When it does, I'll ask us all to stand to our feet. When you stand to your feet, if you raise your hand and said, I'm not sure I'm going to heaven, would you come? You raised your hand, come as far as you can and kneel there at your chair and do business with God.